Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Joy on the Coffee Psychic. Oops, and we got a little music going on now. There we go. Gosh, something I've been trying to do for a while, and now it's working. What's up with that? Anyway, welcome everybody. Tonight we've got a very fun show. We've got Master Astrologer Dave Gunning, who is going to be talking about the sign of Gemini. So, of course, we're asking everyone to join in tonight. You can call in for any questions, any psychic questions for me, reading the coffee for you. And we can also join in and call in and ask Dave anything about the sign of Gemini. Or if you have any relationships, how things should be working with that and your sign, all of that's wonderful. So I'm gonna see if my friend Julia is here. Hey, Julia, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Joanne?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good. It's been a very nice week this week so far.
Yeah, it has been great, hasn't it?
It has been. How's been your week? Anything new and exciting?
Well, I'm trying to think. I know I saw some extra dead people hanging around, and didn't quite see who it is, but I really believe that I met another spirit guide in my sleep the other night.
Oh, okay. So this isn't the same person you thought you saw last week?
No, oh no, that was different. That was a very, very
okay.
different person. And but this was an older woman, and I love decorating, but this was so clear that this woman was kind of watching over me. Maybe she was watching over my decorating skills. I'm not sure about that, but I think there's a connection there. And it's always when the good can, you know, good when the dead can help lend a hand in your decorating abilities.
It's true. So, is it straight or is it crooked?
Say it again.
I said, is it straight or is it crooked?
Oh, my.
That's what you ask them, you know. That's their perspective on things.
Yeah, I'll ask them. I'll tell you what, it was really fascinating. When they say... You know, when they say that on the other side, the colors, you know, you've heard people coming back with near-death experiences and stuff, and they say that the colors are just amazing on the other side, amazing, that's what these colors were like in my dream. I mean, there were colors that I almost couldn't describe. They were luminescent,
wow.
And I finally said she was putting up things on the wall, these amazing, different, I can't even explain what she was putting on the walls, but she was like paper macheing some of them up there. And I said, shouldn't you be painting over that? And it was almost like a magical wand that just made the stuff become even more intensely bright and gorgeous. It was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you didn't get a name or what led you believe, I mean, what led you to believe that this could be another, like a guardian?
Spirit guide? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the way she was looking at me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Yeah, she was up on a ladder. She was up on a ladder, which is interesting. And she was doing her work from up there, and she was looking down at me with this really murky, confident kind of, if you want to say, a look has a tone like that.
Okay.
This look. And I was going like, wow, okay. It's like, I know who you are. But I... You know, and then she was kind of in, you know, behind the scenes a little bit, too. So it was kind of more of a, I could see her, and she could see that I could see her, but it was one of those. It was kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And, yeah, and I'll tell people, too, you know, we're going to have a show for dream interpretation because there are so many things that can happen in your dreams that, you know, we'd like to invite the people to, get, of course, call in with some dreams as well. So we can you know, shoot, maybe we should just do that next week. We could do the dreams.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll
be
fun. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know we've got Dave on hold for us. So I want to let everyone know this is a live call-in show. You are welcome to call in every week, ask one quick question, and that number is area code 347-633-9404. 347-633-9404. I will tell you what happened this weekend, Julia. I do a seance on the last Sunday of the month, and I also do a really wonderful psychic development class. And I will tell you, we did not do the seance this week because it was a holiday, but we did do the psychic development class, and I'm telling you, I've got these amazing students, and they really rock. I mean, they are just great, great people. And if people are interested in the Illinois, Indiana area to come to my psychic development classes, please do. It's every last Sunday of the month. You can give me a call, and that number is 219-940-9292. And also people can call in and do it through Skype and become part of the class as well. So we've done that also.
Okay. And this is at a school, correct?
No, this is at my home.
Oh, okay, you're doing it out of your home. Okay, because I think the last week you had mentioned it, for some reason I thought it was at a school.
Yeah, no, this one is actually done out of my home. We sit at my dining room table, and we had a couple of extra students come in this last week. It was just amazing. You know, so here's the great part. I teach probably every single thing that I know about the psychic field during my classes. So it's a very well-rounded class. And, you know, my students were saying that these students, I've done it for a couple of years now, and these guys are a group that have stayed together for the last year. They have grown by leaps and bounds. I mean, these guys are doing readings for people. There's a gentleman here that, you know, like one of the other girls said, I better get a reading from you now before you get famous. So that's how well he's doing. Right? That's how well he's doing.
Wow.
And, so it was just great. So we did an exercise, and I showed them how to pull information off of people through their aura, through the energy field. And then we did a meditation, and then we compared how did you pick up information the first time versus how you picked up information the second time. It was astounding how they picked up information the second time. So much more clear.
From the meditation.
Like, clear as a bell.
Okay.
Yeah. After the specific meditation that I teach. So, yeah, if people are interested, you know, again, give me a call if you want to join our psychic development class. All right. Or, again, if you want a full reading from me at a later time, the number is the same, 219-940-9292. And if you mention that you heard me on Blog Talk Radio on my show, I will give you an extra $25 off of your reading. But you have to mention tonight's show. All right, well, you know what, Julia, let's get Dave on here.
Let's bring him in.
Let's see. All right, we'll bring him right in here.
Hey,
hi.
Dave.
Hi, I'm here.
Dave. Hey, thanks
you hear
for
me?
Coming back. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm glad I'm back.
It's always wonderful. It's always wonderful to have you on.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Yes. So, Dave, you're a master astrologer. You and I have known each other forever. You've been doing this for how many years, Dave, about 30 years?
Probably about 40, somewhere near 40 years I've been doing it now. Actually, since about 1970, thereabouts.
Are you that old, Dave?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
No, I've been, studying it for 10 years, and then I actually started doing readings around 1980 thereabouts, and been doing readings ever since. So, and teaching classes and writing articles and giving lectures in the area.
And so you sound like you're in your 30s.
Well, I wish I was, but sometimes I feel like it, but then I look in the mirror and I realize that I'm not 30 anymore. But
there you go.
Right?
But you know what? As long as you can see the stars and interpret them, that's all that matters.
Right.
That's all.
And so now we're in the sign of Gemini tonight. And as a matter of fact, Gemini started on May 22nd and will go through to June 22nd when we move into the sign of Cancer. So, again, about a month for each sun sign.
Well, Dave, tell us, what do Geminis do?
Geminis are an air sign, like Aquarius and Libra. There's almost three signs to each element. And Geminis are very fast on their feet. They're multitaskers. They're very intelligent. They have very quick minds. They work very fast. They are into studying and reading, and they love to socialize and converse with people. They're really all about learning. They really want to learn about everything that's going on around them. And they make great learners, and they also make great teachers as well.
Mm. Now, when you say that Geminis, there are three
air
signs. Okay, so what are those air signs?
Those three air signs, it starts with Gemini, if you go in the order of the zodiac, starts with Gemini, and then the next air sign is Libra, and finally Aquarius. Aquarius is the third
sign. So this is what my understanding is,
mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong. That's why you're the master astrologer and I'm not, okay? So is it that it's better to date somebody of your own sign, like Aquarians should date Geminis or Aquarians or Libras? Does that make the best partner?
The people in the same trilogy of signs do get along very well. They understand each other. They're all of the same make. In fact, all air signs are about socializing and learning and studying and being amongst people. They're people-oriented signs. In fact, they, along with the fire signs, are male signs, and the earth and water signs are female signs. So the air signs are very much into studying things around them. They want to know about people more than anything else. They're people persons. You know, they love to be amongst people, like in social situations or parties, things like that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And if you want me to give you a few names of famous Geminis.
Famous people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Johnny Depp is a Gemini. Marilyn Monroe was a Gemini. Morgan Freeman. Angelina Jolie is a Gemini. Mm-hmm. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the twins, they're Geminis. In fact, it's interesting that they're twins, and they're the sign of the twins. And Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney is a Gemini.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy was a Gemini. Mark Wahlberg, the actor, is a Gemini. Prince, the singer, is a Gemini. So those are just to name a few. Many more, but those are some of your famous Geminis.
Wow.
Entertainers and singers and politicians.
Okay. You know what I've noticed? I've got to tell you. I'd like to be able to pop back and forth here, if you don't mind. We do have some callers that are on hold. So I'd like to kind of go back and forth with some callers and then some information. So are you up for that, Dave?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Julia, who do we have online first?
Okay. First we have Shantae from Connecticut, and she has some questions regarding Gemini. So I want to bring her on.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Shantae, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. So what questions do you have about Gemini, Shantae?
Well, actually, I was interested in a Gemini guy, and he seemed interested at first, but then he came back and forth. So my question was, do you see that would go anywhere, or would it continue to be back and forth?
Well, Gemini, and this is true for men and women, Geminis tend to be very fickle in nature. They they easily get distracted, let's put it that way. Now, I'm not saying he's distracted by other women necessarily, but, I mean, he could be, but they get distracted by mainly different things around them, and they suddenly become, they forget who they're with and what their what the intention was in the first place in the relationship. They tend to get lost into the surroundings around them, and that's one of the difficulties that you kind of have to put up with Geminis. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily disloyal or cheating on you or anything like that. It just means that they have many, many air signs in general have many, many interests, things more than anything else. So you just kind of have to put up with the fact that they are into so many different things at one time that even in their life it's hard to keep it all straight. But what sign are you?
Sagittarius.
Okay, you're an opposite sign. So opposite signs do attract, okay, which is a good thing. But you got to know the whole chart, not just the sun signs of the two people. But opposite signs normally do quite well. I mean, you see with opposite signs that there's a lot of attraction, but there's things that repulses the opposite sign. But they do tend to be
well,
the opposite
Dave,
sign.
As far as mm-hmm. Shantae's sign for right now, does it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got something too. I'm going to share with Shantae as soon as you're done with this. So, does it look like this should work out for her? What would you need that you can say like this looks good or doesn't?
Well, what is? When's your birthday, Shantae?
12/18/88.
12/18. Okay, so you're a late degree. You're a late degree Gemini. You're around 28 degrees. You really have to go with what's going on in the stars right now with the different signs based on their degree. So, do you know when his birthday is?
June 3rd.
June 3rd? Okay, so he's around 13 degrees of Gemini right now, and Mars is trining his sign. That's good. That's very, very, very positive, very energetic. Let's see. Mercury is in the sign of Gemini right now, and Mercury rules Gemini, as a matter of fact. And today's date is the 28th. So, right, I'd say that Mercury is right opposite your sun sign. So, you got to get him to sit down and communicate with you because you're in the mood for learning more about what he's all about. So I think it could work out. I don't see anything really bad right now in terms of the other planets, or I shouldn't say bad, but just anything that's frustrating or obstructing. But so you really just have to kind of try to pin him down more. I don't know. Jorianne, did you have something to add to that?
Yeah, I do. So we might be getting something a little similar and yet a little different. Shantae, I don't know that he's ready to settle down. I'll say it to you that way. Like Dave is saying, you need to get him to settle down. It's almost like trying to take a butterfly and hold it by the wings, which is kind of it's not nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like this guy's got to fly like a free bird. I mean, he's not ready to settle down from what I'm getting here. So, you know, you might want to kick back a little bit and just kind of see if he keeps coming back. You know that saying, if it's mine, I let it go. If it comes back, it was meant to be,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
I gave up on him. So, it's free to do whatever because I gave up on him. Because it was
and did
back
it come back
forth.
Already or no?
I just recently did it. Because it was
yeah.
a back and forth.
I think disassociating yourself right now, honey, is going to be the best thing for you. And then just wait and see if he comes back. But here's the other thing about this. Are you willing to play the game if he comes back and goes, comes back and goes, comes back and goes?
No, because
you want to go through
did
that?
It already for like
yes,
4
exactly
years.
Exactly right,
already.
Yes. So unless he has a commitment... When he comes back next time, that's what I'd watch for. And I will say we've got a lot of other callers to go through right now. But if you do want to get a full reading from Dave, Dave, what number can people reach you to get a full astrology reading from you?
Well, the best thing to do is to contact me through my website, which is www.planetaryvibrations.com. Or if they wish, they can contact me through my web, my email addresses, which is astrogunning, A-S-T-R-O-G-U-N-N-I-N-G, at sbcglobal.net. Yeah, I kind of have to agree with that, that he needs, he's not ready to settle down, but you know what? He's attracted to you, and you're attracted to him. So, you know, you got to be a little bit more patient. If not, then, you know, Sagittarians are just as willing to play the field as Gemini. So don't be afraid to look around for other possibilities, okay?
Okay.
I'll say thank you, Shantae. Okay, so Julia, who do we have next? Julia. Julia, are you there? Okay, I think Julia must be online with somebody. So why don't we go ahead and see who else
I'm
is.
Here.
Boy, I've got you. Oh, that's okay. How are you doing?
That's okay. Yeah, well, we're getting a lot of first-time callers, which is fantastic. So the next one is Frisia. Love the name. From New York. And she says her sign is rising in Gemini.
Rising in Gemini,
beautiful.
Okay.
Okay, so you know what's going to happen, you guys, too. What we're going to do is if we have the direct questions for Dave, then Dave's going to handle it. Otherwise, we'll do a little tag team. So I'll give you some information. Dave will give you some information. So, Frisia, is it what would you like to know about tonight?
Well, first of all, Jorianne, it's Faiza.
Faiza! Oh, my God. I was wondering if that was you. How are you, honey?
I'm okay. I tried to spell it out phonetically for her so it wouldn't be a problem, but I see that it's still there.
Oh,
work,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I butchered your name.
That's okay.
Oh, my gosh. So I've known Faiza for years and years.
Yes,
so
you
is everything
have.
Magical out in New York?
Not so magical. I'm still trying to climb the ladder of success, and so I thought since I had tonight free, I would call in to see if success was in the stars for me. In particular, I have to hire someone for a project, and I was just wondering if I was making the right decision.
Would you like a little bit of both from Dave and I, Faiza?
Yes, and for Dave, my sun sign is Pisces and my rising sign is Gemini.
Do you know what degree your rising sign is?
No, I don't.
Which is based, your rising sign, by the way, just for people out there listening, is based on your time of birth, where your sun sign is based on your date of birth. So you're
I was born at 10:15 a.m.
Okay, well, I still have to, I mean, I have to calculate that to get your exact degree, which I don't have, I can't do that in this amount of time. But when is your birthday again?
It's March 15th, 1973.
Okay, so you're a late Pisces, which puts you at about 25 degrees Pisces, which is not bad because you got two planets, Jupiter and Saturn, going to be trining your Sun in Pisces. Now, I would say toward the end of June, that's this next month, right around between the 24th and the 30th, you're going to have Jupiter trining. Jupiter's in Cancer, in the sign of Cancer. It'll be making a trine. Trines are always very positive. And it'll be trining your sun sign, which is very, very good. And at the same time, Saturn, later in the year, will also be trining your sun sign, which probably be more toward November. November, December, and it kind of goes retrograde. But look, I would think, for you to really, if you're really trying to get ahead in you know, your career and success, really put it out there at the end of this next upcoming month. In other words, between around June 22nd till the end of the month, you're going to be under a really good Jupiter in Cancer. So that's really soon. So actually put a plan together and execute that plan and see how it goes. What are you trying to get into?
Well, I have a product line, and I'm trying to have a successful website, so I have to hire someone to do some work for me. So, you know, I was just trying to determine if I was making the right decision, if things would work out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all those things as far as the website is concerned and your product line should all be better at the end of June than it has been for some time. And so really, you know, really, you can start putting it together now, but I mean, by that time, end of June, I would, you know, put it into gear. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then, Faiza, what I'm getting here is I think it's really going to be great for you to hire somebody to do this project for you. And also, you are supposed to be working with somebody from the past, Faiza. Has anyone come up around the past yet for you?
No.
It seems to be there's going to be some very good luck, and I don't know how you know this person from the past, but that's going to be, it's just going to be kind of really, a really lucky connection.
Okay, and the coffee isn't going backwards. I have somebody in mind that I'd like to hire and work with, and so I was just wondering if you could tell me if the results would be positive down the line within the next 4 to 6 months.
Well, it shows the bubbles in the coffee, and one more peek here. I see, God, some beautiful designs in your coffee, so you've got to really be expanding on your product line here. And anything with diamonds or glitter or bling or anything like that right now?
No.
Well, watch for something that's going to be flashy.
Okay. But is the coffee going backwards regarding this person that I want to work with?
No, it's actually kind of still. So it's not bad. It's not bad at all. It's like somebody's going to be, either you're going to be knocking on their door or they're going to knock on your door. So it's not a bad thing.
Let me say one other thing. You said you're a Gemini rising, correct?
Yes.
All of this month, well, not all of this month, but from about the 8th to the end of the month, this month, Mercury's in Gemini. And so I don't know what degree your rising sign is, but in that range, it's going to be going over your, Mercury's going to be going over your ascendant. So this is a really good time this month, especially to communicate. You know, get on the phone, talk to people, put yourself out there, promote yourself. So Mercury on the ascendant's very good. That's Mercury rules Gemini, and it's right there at your ascendant, so that's good.
So if I decided to hire someone and to have the project started on June 1st, that's okay? Mercury retrograde won't, like, screw everything up for me? Or should I
wait
until July?
Yeah, that should be – here's the thing about Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde goes retrograde on June 7th, okay? What you should do, here's the thing people should know about Mercury retrograde. If you already have a plan in your mind, put that plan into action before it goes retrograde. In other words, put it out there and before it even goes retrograde, so that by the time it does go retrograde, it won't be as bad. If you do it after Mercury goes retrograde, you know, your plan, put it out there, then things tend to get, you know, there's miscommunications and it's not the best time. So if you do it now, from now until June 7th, which is just a few more days, actually, what is the date today, the 27th, 28th? So you really have about 10 more days.
Yeah,
28. Yeah, you have about 10 more days to really, you know, if you wanted to contact that guy, this is the time to do it. Because after the 7th, if you did it after the 7th, you know, he may not be available.
And how long will Mercury be in retrograde, Dave?
Retrograde Mercury usually lasts for about 24 days. As a matter of fact, let me give you the exact day. It goes retrograde on the 7th, people, for people's information, but it won't go direct until July 2nd.
All right. And Faiza, I want to say thank you for calling tonight. Now, I just want to remind everyone, we have so many callers tonight that, you know, Dave cannot give you a lot of information tonight, but he is available for longer readings as well as I am. We don't want to lose any of our other callers. We want to make sure we get to everybody. So Julius, who do we have next? And then I hope you guys will be patient, but remember, you can give Dave a call for a full-length astrology reading, and he's amazing, as you can hear him with all these great details and everything. So who do we have next, Julia?
We have Suzanne.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Hello. Hi, yes, I just wanted a reading. I'm a Libra, but I wanted a reading with Love Life. Have you seen anything coming in?
Okay, well,
Dave,
Mars,
you go ahead first, and then I'll go ahead and see what I see in the coffee.
Yeah,
okay,
when's your birthday?
October 5th.
Okay, so you're about a 15-degree Libra, and Uranus right now is opposing your sun. So has there been surprises, some surprises in your life lately? Not yet. Okay. I would say with Uranus opposing your sun sign, which is going to be more toward the it's already in place if your sun's at 15 degrees Libra, but it goes all the way into June, about the middle of June. There may be some, here's the thing about Uranus opposing your sun, and Uranus is in Aries, which is your opposite sign. A lot of times a person can either go through a sudden breakup, or if they're not in a relationship, they can suddenly meet new people. So it's kind of like with Uranus, expect the unexpected, all right? So Mars is in Libra too, but it's only going to be there for, it's going to go direct, and then it goes 9, 10, 11, and 12, 14 degrees through June. So I would say, you know, Mars over your sun sign is also very good, and I would say that's going to be around the end of June. So you got some high energy output coming your way in the latter part of June of this, you know, next month.
Okay.
And I have to agree. I want to say, and again, I know everyone's going to understand, we've got to keep getting to the other callers that we have a lot. Suzanne, you have the next 3 months. It looks like love is going to be coming your way. And I don't know if there's anything with you about VFW halls or any ex-military people, anything like that around you, but I definitely see somebody either military, I think ex-military, things like that coming in around you.
Really? I don't know anyone, but...
Well, no, that's when you meet new people. I don't know if you have any VFW halls. Sometimes they have fish fries. Sometimes they have bingo. Say it again?
No, I have never been involved in that, no.
Yeah, first time for everything. So watch out now for the next 3 months. And then please feel free with giving us a call back. Let us know what happens. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You bet. All right, Julia, who do we have next?
It is Liz from Boston.
Okay, Liz from Boston. Liz, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. My sign is Cancer. I'm born July 12th, and recently I lost my job, and I'm looking for a position in marketing communications, my career field that I went to school for, and I wanted to know, will I achieve it, and how soon will I achieve that?
Well, first of all, being a Cancer, you got the best planet right now, Jupiter, best planet in the sense that it, Jupiter is called the great benefic in astrology. It gives, and it gives, and it gives. And you're about a 22-degree Cancer, so it's going to hit your sun sign, anywhere from the 10th all the way up to the 20th. So Jupiter is going to be going into your sun sign, which is very good. So I would say the first half of June is a very positive time for you, and put it out there. I mean, really put it out there, because Cancers are really having it good right now because it's in the sign, Jupiter's in the sign of Cancer. So Jupiter over the sun sign gives you a lot of confidence, a lot of opportunities, and it makes you just kind of more bold in your activity to go out and do the things that you want to do.
Okay, now I wanna share here now. Have you had the information that I'm receiving here? Have you had anything almost fall on you right now, honey?
Anything fall on me?
You know how sometimes people will put a lot of stuff in a closet, all of a sudden you open the door and stuff comes tumbling down?
Yeah, I've had a lot of negativity around me with people and stuff like that. I've had that happen, and I'm just kind of like, whoa. And so
okay.
I just, instead of feeding into it, I just back off because I don't want to add anything to it.
Okay, good. So I want to tell you, too, from what I can see, you've got a spirit in your house.
Yeah.
Do you ever catch anything out of the corner of your eye, go to look, and nothing's there?
I was wondering if somebody was moving something in my house this past winter. I was like, is somebody moving that, or is that my imagination?
No, you've got a. There's a dead man in your house. Okay.
A dead man?
Now, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a man. It's not a lady.
Uh-huh.
And you could easily ask him to leave. But you'd probably want to do, like, a spiritual cleansing of your house.
Hmm.
And it almost feels like once you do that, that's also, because you're going to have some good things coming in here, but there's some stuff that you're going to be needing to break away and sweep free of anyway. And I think that's even symbolically some of what you're going through as well.
Okay. The people, yeah, it's been kind of, it's been weird.
Yeah. So it's going to be the people, and it feels like once you get some of that stuff, sorry about that noise, once you get some of that stuff out of the way, more energy is going to be flowing in and bringing new things in, and I really think that's going to be over the next 3 or 4 months from you.
How about with the position? How about with the job? How does that work?
I think from the coffee stuff that I'm seeing, I think to me now, it feels like you're also going to have like a 3 or 4 week period where things are going to be shifting around you. And new things will be coming in that way as well. And so, and we've got to get on to the next caller. So, Liz, thanks so much for calling. And give us some feedback. Let us know what happens later,
you.
Okay?
I will.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks. All right, bye-bye. Okay, Julia, David, this stuff is so fascinating. And I love you and I are picking up very similar information. You know, with my coffee and your astrology. So I think that's very cool. And sometimes we might have some differences that we're picking up because we're picking up from different areas, you know?
Right.
So Julie, who do we have next?
Carla from Wisconsin.
All right.
Hi there. How's it going, Dorianne?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good.
Good.
I was
so
calling
what's
going
in.
My oldest daughter. Oh, my oldest daughter is a Gemini, and I can tell you know. I can tell here and there because she'll go and say something, and she sounds totally just like her dad. And I'm like, what? Who am I talking to again? It's kind of fun how that works. I noticed that. But my question for Dave about her is just, you know, how can I help her, I guess, just, you know, grow in her social circle with some of her friends and her social life at school? Because she's kind of fighting up that one.
Well, when is her birthday?
She just had a birthday, May 25th, and she's 14.
Okay, so she's early. Well, right now, Neptune in Pisces is squaring her sun sign. So she's having a little bit of a crisis in identity?
Somewhat.
Yeah, whenever Neptune makes a difficult or hard aspect, they call it in astrology, to the person's sun sign, the person feels like, oh, I'm not, I thought I was this person when I'm really that. And then they go,
mm-hmm.
well, and all of a sudden they go, well, I'm really not that person either. It's kind of a thing where the person isn't really sure who they are and what they should be doing. Okay, so it can kind of mess up relationships, social relationships and friendships as well. It's
yeah,
not going to last.
Yeah, she's looking for that right crowd.
Yeah, and it's going to be, the Neptune moves very slowly, and it's going to go retrograde next month, so it's going to come back. She may have this crisis for the better part of this year and even into next year, but I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be, you know, calamitous in any way. I just think that she's mm-hmm. going to have to work on finding out who she is. And one of the things you can do when you have Neptune squaring the sun is get into, you know, I don't know if she's interested in any of this, but get into working with animals or volunteer work or something where you're helping other people, but it doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. mean that it has to be forever. You know, it doesn't have to be a career at it, but just something
right.
where you're being more helpful in your community, that kind of thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, real good.
Hey, Dave, you know, when people call in for a full reading, a complete astrology mm-hmm. chart, what mm-hmm. are some of the things that you bring to them? Because, again, you know, I've had these charts done for myself, like every other year that, you know, we've been hanging out together. And it's very informative to me because there are certain dates that you say, you know, this is not going to be a good day for you, don't get out of bed. You know, it looks like it, calamitous was the word you said it didn't look like. For this
right.
young lady, but there are some days, and then there are some days that looks like you could win the lottery. I mean, what can things people expect when they call you for a chart?
Well, first of all, the thing I asked them right before we even set up, or right after we set up the reading, the thing I asked them right away is, what is it that you're interested in at this time? I mean, are you interested in relationships, career, health, family? That's very important because you want to, you know, when you do a reading, it shows everything. But you want to
mm-hmm.
always get to their interests right now because their interests could be totally different a year from now. So you want to get to focusing on what it is that they're really interested in finding out at this time. And then I'll go right to looking at planets that involve that thing. If they're involved, let's say they want to really know about relationships and love and all that, then I look to Venus, what's going on with their Venus in their chart, or what aspects are being made to their Venus by other planets, okay? So you really have
mm-hmm.
to, every planet has a certain area that it gives attention to. So you always have to find out what it is they're interested in and then focus on that planet that relates to that area.
Beautiful. So there's a lot that they can find out, love, money, like their quirks, like their blockages,
yep.
everything really comes out in an astrology chart, right? Or what they're really
there's
up
nothing,
against or what's in their
nothing
favor.
In the chart nothing in the chart that you cannot, that is not included in the entire scope of their life, whether it's relationships, career, health, money, family, friends, everything is there. And when I do a reading, mm-hmm. I try to give an overall view of everything, but I still want to give them their focus because they may not be interested in some of the things I'm talking about. They really want to know more about this or that or the other. So you always want to give them pay attention to their focus.
And I want to share this with you too. And I know we've got a couple more callers, and I'm not trying to rush people, but I want to let you know we can give you guys a taste. And then by all means, please give Dave a call for a full chart if you want to give me a call. For a full reading, please do that. Dave, again, what number can they call you to get that full astrology?
Okay, if they
want to
contact me, they can contact me through my website, which is www.planetaryvibrations.com, or they can contact me through my email address, which is astrogunning@sbcglobal.net.
Beautiful. And my number again is area code 219-940-9292. And again, mention tonight's show and I'll give you an extra $25 off of the 25-minute reading. And Dave, I just want to mention before we go to our next caller, you know, I had a chart done from you and some of the things have positively manifested as you said that they would in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to share that with you.
Okay.
Okay, so Julia, who do we, and thank you, Dave. And who do we have next, Julia?
We have Sunny from New York.
I just time goes by so fast. I mean, I don't want to not get to some people. Right? It just zooms by, and all of a sudden,
I think you're doing me off again. Yeah. You're doing a great job. So hold on. I'm going to bring Sunny from New York on.
Oh, thanks.
Hi. Hi, this is Sunny.
Hi, who is this?
I'm Aquarius, born on February 15th.
You're Aquarius?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Sunny, welcome to the show.
Hi. I would like a general reading if you can.
Now, do you want both Dave and I to give you something, or you want Dave to give you something, self-care astrology-wise?
I was born on February 15th. If you could give me a general reading, that would be good.
Okay, so okay. You're
hey, Dave,
February
so we can't do Dave, we cannot do a long thing here because we've got extra callers going on. So
right,
we're
going to
give you something brief, Sunny. Go ahead.
All right, February 15th, which means you're a late degree Aquarius, around 26 degrees. Let me just check something here real quick. Has it been difficult with your health or career the last few months?
It's been hard for a while.
It's been hard for those areas or just some other areas?
Both money and health.
Okay. That's because Saturn in Scorpio it's tough for Aquarians right now because Saturn in Scorpio is squaring your sun sign. I know I have it going on in my own chart because I'm an Aquarius. So Saturn is going to go retrograde, but it's going to come back, and it's going to be squaring that area of your chart again. So actually, in terms of health, money, career, all those areas, should really look, Aquarians really need to look down the road a little bit toward the end of the year before things start to open up when Saturn finally goes out of Scorpio into Sagittarius, which isn't going to be till like around Christmas time. I know that's a ways off. And there might be other things going on in your chart that bode well, but when Saturn squares a person's sun sign, that is not fun because it can affect one's health, it can affect one's career, it can even affect one's relationship with authority figures, one's father, all teachers that represent authority figures. All these things are difficult for Aquarians right now. So you just kind of have to be patient, hang in there, and know that things by the end of the year are going to open up and that cloud that's been hovering over your life for a while is going to clear off, okay?
Okay.
Wow, I think that's wonderful. And you know what, that explains some things, Dave, so thank you.
Yes.
So Sunny, thanks so much. And Julia, who do we have next?
We have Anne Marie.
All right.
Hi, Julianne, how are you?
Hey, great, Anne Marie. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I am good. I love when you have Dave on there. That's awesome. My question is, I'm a Gemini. I was born June 7th when Mercury goes into retrograde. I've been feeling pretty positive lately, and I'm just, like, wondering if that's going to continue for Geminis.
Yeah, in fact, around the do you have a really good middle of the month this month?
I did.
Yeah, Mercury was right over your sun sign, and you would have been very communicative, very sociable, and that's good. It's going to go into Cancer by the end of the month, but it's still going to be good. What's really going to be nice is toward the end of June, you're going to have Mars in Libra trining your sun sign. You are going to experience a real surge in energy. You're going to feel like just getting out there and doing anything and everything. Nothing is going to frighten you or scare you or make you hesitant. You're just going to kind of go after more of the things that you've wanted to go for, to go toward the last, you know, in recent times. So, you know, just be patient. It's hard for Geminis to be patient, but when you get to
the
end
of the month, any.
Yeah, that's a hard thing for Geminis. But it's going to be really good for you by the end of this month. We're already there. But, I mean, it's going to be going on even into, I'm sorry, the end of June, not the end of this month, the end of June when Mars goes into 17 and 18 degrees of Libra. It's going to be trining your sun sign, so that's good.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, my birthday is on June 7th when Mercury goes retrograde, and
okay.
I'm planning an outing with friends. Is that going to affect it in any way?
Well, if have you already made the plans to do this? If, in other words, the plans are already in effect? I mean, they're already not.
Pretty
in
much.
Other words, okay, yeah, that if the plan is already there in place, then by the time Mercury goes retrograde, it usually isn't too bad. What happens is a lot of times people will make plans for something just after Mercury goes retrograde, and they can't get it off the ground because, you know, things are disrupted, there's miscommunications, there's misunderstandings. As long as you clear things up before it goes retrograde, by the time it does go retrograde, it should be okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, just make sure that your plans are very solid and intact.
Okay. All right. I will do that. But yeah, things are, it seems like I'm going to a positive time, and you just confirmed that, so thank you so much.
Yeah, it's going to be going better, even better for you by the time we get to the end of June.
Awesome.
Anne-Marie, thanks
for
the call.
Sure. Right. Have a good evening.
Right. Yeah. You
bye.
Too. Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Wow, how great is that, huh? It's always good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good even. So here's what I want to share with people. You know, make sure you join us again in another month when Dave comes back. And I want to make sure I pop this out here because, again, you know, Blog Talk will knock me off sometimes early from what I'm expecting. So, Dave, what sign will we be studying next month?
Next month we will be going into the sign of Cancer. And actually it's the end
okay.
of this month. Or end of next month. Actually right around June 22nd, the sun goes into the sign of Cancer. And that's a water
okay,
sign.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful, okay. So, you guys, make sure you call us again if you love listening to Dave, some of the information Dave's giving us, or all the information, you know, you can give us a call back specifically for Dave. Dave joins us every month discussing that sign of, you know, the astrology sign for that month. So make sure you guys call back specifically to talk to Dave. But call in every week. We have some really amazing different guests, and also, you know, call in for coffee reading as well. So, Julia, who do we have on next?
First of all, I want to trade signs with the lady who was there before, having a really good month.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, that's
me
like a
too,
very positive
too.
Reading. Our next
well,
caller
I share,
is...
I want to share Anne-Marie.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to share one thing. Anne-Marie is one of my students also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's an amazing person. She's an amazing person. She's a great reader. So, yeah, I'm just thrilled. Okay, who's next, Julia?
The next one is Alfina from Arizona.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show, Alfina. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. So what's going on?
I actually have a relationship question. People say, like, he's either a Gemini and a Cancer, so I'm not sure if he's on a cusp.
Yes, if he's born anywhere...
June 21st.
June 21st. Okay, it all depends on what year, but, and that's where the time comes
1984.
In. Okay, but here's the thing. When it's that close to the cusp, there is no such thing as a person being on, they're on the cusp, but there's no such thing as a person being not having, in other words, having two signs. They can only have one sign or the other. This is where the time comes in. When you know the person's time of birth, you'll know exactly what their sun sign is. It's either going to be late degrees of Gemini or very early degrees of Cancer. But when it's that close, yeah, it's called the cusp. But you wouldn't really know that, what sign he is exactly, until you knew the time of birth as well.
Okay. Well, my question pertaining to him was, I'm wondering if, things between he and I will be resolved.
Okay,
what's
your sign?
What's his name, honey?
Sagittarius.
Okay.
And what's his name?
Dale.
Now, let me get this straight. He's a Sagittarius or you are?
I am.
Okay, and he's a Gemini, right? Or you said he's between the cusp.
Yeah, I was told before he was a Cancer.
Okay. What? When is your birthday?
December 8th.
Okay, so you're like an 18 degrees Sagittarius. Well, actually, I can only talk about what's going on in your life right now. I mean, here's the thing. When you want to know more about, I'm not trying to cop out here, but when a person wants to know about a relationship, a particular relationship in their life, they have to know what is called synastry. It's chart synastry. When you have the two people's charts, their natal chart, and then you put them together and you can tell what's going on. And that's where you have to look at everything in the chart, not just sun signs, okay? When is his birthday?
June 21st, 1984.
Okay, so he's like 10 degrees of Cancer. Actually, you know, because he has got sun in Cancer, or sun in his Jupiter is in Cancer. Did he have a good April, May, March, and April?
What was that?
Did he have a good March and April? I mean, not necessarily in the relationship, but just in his own life.
No.
No, he didn't. Okay, so there must have been something else going on there. Okay, he had Pluto going opposite his sun sign. Was he in power struggles with people?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Cancers do have to deal with the Pluto, which is in Capricorn, and it sounds like it's going opposite his sun sign right now, and that's why is he being kind of controlling in the relationship?
No, at this point, it's just kind of, he's stubborn, but that's kind of his nature. He backs away and withdraws in himself or whatever. And that's kind of what's going on right now. But I'm wondering, like, is this something, like, is he going to come around, or is this the...
Well, he will come around.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
I've got to cut us off here real quick because our time is getting down very. This is just about it. So I want to remind you, Delphina, you can give Dave a call, or call for a regular full chart. And Dave, where can people reach you at again?
It's at www.planetaryvibrations.com. Or astrogunning@sbcglobal.net.
Okay. And I'm just going to pop in one more thing for Alfina. Alfina, there's another man that's going to be coming into your life, honey. There's going to be somebody else.
There's already another man
in
my life right now.
Good, because I see him winning and not so much the other guy, just to let you know. This other guy's going to be so difficult.
Because I've known him for years.
Well, that might not be the one
then,
honey. Because there's another man that's coming. I saw two hearts connecting in the coffee.
No.
And somebody's really going to come in and win you over. So
I guess. Okay.
Let us know what happens. All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. They're letting us know it's time. I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Always for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's one last thing you can say about Gemini, what would that be for people that have this sign that would be important for them?
The thing that they need to learn is this is a sign that needs to meditate more. They need to slow down their mind. Their minds are rapid paced, and they need to slow down and focus on one thing because they have so many interests that it's hard for them to be a tremendous success at any one thing because they have so many things going through their head at one time that it's hard to focus for them on just one thing. So they need to meditate and breathe deeply.
Okay, beautiful. So, well, I want to say thanks for everyone for calling in. And, again, sometimes I know we want so much more than what we can really give you guys in a full show. And so thanks for your patience, and please make sure you give us a call back here again. See, they're calling already. Dave, are your phones ringing off the hooks too? Okay.
No, not yet, but I hear the phones.
I know. Anyway, thanks, you guys. This is Your Psychic Connection. I'm Jory and the Coffee Psychic. Thanks so much for calling in. We are going to look forward to talking to you right here next week at Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
I'll see you next month. Bye.
Yes, bye.
All right, Jorianne.